It was a packed house at the Marshall City Council meeting last night, with the majority of the patrons in attendance passionately opposing a rough draft of a proposed ordinance. The discussion was opened by Mayor Julie Schwetz.
I would like to just state, before we have everybody come up, who's going to come up, just to remember that this is a proposed ordinance, that the reason why it was put out as the way it was, this council for some time now has been trying to practice in a manner of transparency. That's why it was put out there, specifically to have questions be asked, to get comments, to get feedback. It is not something, they've not even done a first reading on this.
A few realtors and several residents approached the council expressing numerous concerns about the 14-page document, including Michelle Pointer, who was there representing the Central Missouri Board of Realtors.
The Central Missouri Board of Realtors agree that something needs to be done with some of the properties in Marshall. We just don't feel this is the right course of action. I've had the privilege of helping buyers and sellers in Marshall for the past 35 years. The city's ability to go after nuisance houses already exists within the current ordinance, Section 7-127. Since this ordinance that you are proposing is the one they passed in Moberly, I went to Moberly last Tuesday afternoon to visit with several of the realtors. Just because they have learned to deal with the issue doesn't mean they like it.
Marshall resident Cody Painter also expressed concerns. He said the gist of what he got from talking to other residents is it's an extreme overreach on the part of the city.
Whatever I decide to do with my property is my decision, as long as I'm not hurting anybody or destroying the property value of those around me.
Right.
You understand that? So I would like to suggest that, talking with a lot of people that I know, my neighbors and friends and family here, that maybe, I know this is just a draft, but maybe if we could push it more towards what we already have at the state level or, you know, most major cities, if we have a problem with rental properties, as it were, which I know I've been around this town a long time, I understand that is an issue with rental properties, that maybe this ordinance more focus in that direction, mm-hmm. as opposed to private homeowners.
More than a dozen people in attendance spoke out against the proposed ordinance. Some in attendance noted the council's intentions to try to clean up the town are good, but they said this particular ordinance is going too far. After hearing the many concerns, all of the seven council members in attendance, Ward 3 Councilman Charlie Guthrie was absent, said they will not support the draft of the ordinance as it is currently written. You can hear the entire discussion by clicking on the audio file at the bottom of this story posted on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. From 6:30 this morning until 3:30 this afternoon, the Sedalia Street Department will be striping on Thompson Boulevard between West Broadway Avenue and West 16th Street. According to a news release, striping will continue tomorrow beginning at 6:30 a.m. and lasting until the project is complete. The street department will be striping all lanes of the roadway. Drivers should anticipate lane restrictions and periodic lane closures as workers and equipment move between lanes and complete the work. Drivers will want to plan in advance for use of an alternate route during this time, as these lane restrictions and closures will result in delays. This roadwork project is weather and equipment dependent. It may be delayed due to inclement weather or equipment breakdown. And an American Red Cross blood drive is scheduled to be held today in Johnson County. According to a news release, the drive is scheduled to be held from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Knobnoster High School at 504 South Washington. That is a look at news early in the morning on KMMO. I'm Robert King.